Rap, rap, rap.
Rap, rap, rap.
Rappity rap.
Here we go, and I'm rapping and rhyming my words together.
We are rappers. We are now rappers.
We are rappers.
We are now rappers.
As of today, we're super hardcore rappers.
Yep.
Is that how that works?
Yep. Heat in my vein like vernacular. Cook up the beat with a spatula. Y'all are not ready for action. I'm smoking these rappers and feeling spectacular. Making a killing like massacre. Watch out, I'm whipping my wrist. Right on my city, been pissed, but I show them love. I'm not the one that's at risk. My homie told me that when people rise up against you, it's a sign of your destiny. Real fake ones been hating, cause they know that one day you're making it. Jealousy's all they can feel. Plugging the phone, drifting my zone. Painting the future when thinking alone. About when I'm grown, already blown. How'd I get blessed with a beautiful home? You were the sight, beautiful life.
Cool. How are you?
Hey.
Hey.
Good or well?
I'm doing well. I'm good.
I'm good. I mean, I'm good.
Period.
I'm good. Like, I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm a good person.
I'm a good person. And you know what? I'm good.
And I'm good, though.
You know what? Thanks, though. I'm good.
That's what you do. So when people say, like, hey, how's it going? You're like, look, I'm good.
Yeah, okay. You know what?
I don't need this. Right now.
I'm good. How are you? Well, I don't know.
I'm good with this. With this whole thing.
That's all you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Drew. How you doing?
Hey, Sharla. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm good.
Great.
I'm good.
I'm
good. I'm done.
Oh, should we? We can start recording at any time, I guess.
Oh, I'm recording.
Well.
Sharla.
Yes.
How was your week?
Fine. Fine. Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yours?
Yeah.
What is today? Sunday?
It's Sunday now. It's Sunday today. Normally we record on Mondays.
Yeah. Now I got nothing to... Oh, wait. I got something tomorrow. Threw me off for a whole split second.
Sharla, what...
Yeah.
What did you do this week? Did you do anything?
No,
I didn't see anything.
I saw a movie.
You did see a movie.
I saw A Quiet Place.
Yeah. How was it?
That is not the movie to go see if you have mouth breathers behind you.
If you have mouth breathers?
Yeah, there's a very large old man sitting directly behind
me
who's a mouth breather.
Because it's like quiet.
And it's real quiet.
Yeah. So, it looks awesome.
It was pretty cool. I liked it. It was, I wasn't expecting, I didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, so it was kind of...
spooky and fun and neat, new idea.
That's cool.
Playing with quietness.
playing with a ton of quietness.
Playing with the idea of quiet.
I like that.
It was really weird, too. Like, you could hear when the sound would come up, people would eat really quick because they knew it was going to be really quiet in a minute.
So people were like, we're doing, like, the rappers or something. It's like...
Yeah. Because in the beginning, the noise is very far and few between. Yeah. We were all working together.
You could hear everyone eat popcorn.
But there was a lady. She was on her phone the entire movie.
What?
On the entire time. And I thought it was a kid at first, but it was a middle-aged woman.
Fuck her.
And I was so surprised that I didn't say anything, no one else said anything, and no one else reported her to an usher or anything.
What theater was this?
New 400 on in Rogers Park.
Garbage.
I know.
What a garbage place. Yeah. When did you... Like, have they... Is this their first movie?
It must have been.
Is this your first movie, ma'am?
It must have been. She didn't even have the dimming on. It was pure bright white around her face.
What the fuck is people... How do... When...
And I was kind of glad that Patrick wasn't with me because he would have been like, hey.
Hey, turn your fucking phone off.
Yeah, I didn't say anything. But no one else did either. Because if I was in Augusta, Georgia, someone would have been like, hey, man, your phone's on.
Hey, man, did you know your phone's on?
Because no one's afraid of a fight.
Right.
In Chicago, I feel like you're on your guard a little to not start anything.
Well, you just want to, like, I think, yeah, you're right. Because I think in Chicago, like in a bigger city, you have a tendency, like, you definitely want to fucking, like, keep
your own world, because there's too many people.
Yes.
And we all kind of understand that, like, if there's a little chaos,
yeah,
it's bad because there's so many people around all right. the time. And then you, but then you get fucking people who break the rules. Like that.
It's terrible.
Like that stupid bitch.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
That drives me. That's
the first like few minutes of the movie. It was kind of ruined because I was just like, I couldn't look at anything else because it was so bright.
Right. It was just like right there. I'd be like, hey, like what was she doing? Did you see what she was doing?
Just like flipped, like mindlessly flipping her.
She was
finger.
Just on her phone.
Just on it. And I had to make myself come to the conclusion that she was mentally handicapped and needed stimulation, and I couldn't be mad at her. I had to like make some reason because she drive. What normal no. person would come to a movie, pay money, and do that?
I feel like there would be. I feel like there's a lot of people like that, though.
There's
a lot of people that don't read the fucking room.
Fuck you. What'd you do? You saw something?
Yeah, I saw Avengers. I saw Infinity War, and I cried the whole time.
I am envious of the feeling people must have seeing these movies after reading
yeah.
the comics for so long.
Yeah.
Must be beautiful.
It's really great. Well, and it's really great that they're good movies, too. Not just that it's like a comic book movie.
Mm-hmm.
Because I almost gave up on comic book movies, especially after, like, you know,
yeah.
the third Spider-Man.
Seriously.
Old one. That was terrible. What a terrible.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm done. Huh. And then Ghost Rider.
With Nicolas Cage?
With old Nicolas Cage. Because Ghost Rider is my favorite.
You hated the movie?
It was the most garbage. It was the garbage movie. It was horrible.
That's hilarious.
And it was my favorite, one of my favorite comic book
That's
characters.
That's upsetting. Yeah.
And then, and I was like, I'm done. Like, I had to be coaxed to go to the first Iron Man.
Oh.
But when I did, I was like, what the
yeah.
fuck? What the fuck?
And they just keep getting better?
And they just kept doing it. And they're like, I'm like, oh my God, and they're all going to, they're Aww. All of them together. And Groot is talking to Captain America. now Thor and Rocket Raccoon.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Is there something after this?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff. They're gonna have a ton of things, but you know, this one will tide me over for a long time.
I just need something else to be popular. The superhero franchise, it's just everywhere, and I don't mind it, and I don't hate it, but like, can we have something else take charge for a little bit?
You know what? The thing though is about it, why it's so popular, is us little dudes, us little nerds, 12-year-old nerds,
mm-hmm.
now have money.
Yeah.
And we're the ones that make them that money. And
fair.
And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
And I'll just keep giving them my money.
Sure.
I wish I could give them if they had like a subscription service for just their movies.
That's smart.
And I just pay like $1,000 a year.
Oh, it's like a month? You love it that much?
No, like $1,000 a year. I don't care. It doesn't matter what movie comes out. I don't care. I do not care. I will go and watch it.
What would you want to be guaranteed? Just a seat
yeah,
in the theater?
Sure.
Maybe like a t-shirt before the movie comes out?
I don't need a t-shirt. Look, I want you guys to know that I'm going to watch it. Going to see the movie anyway.
If I opened up a superhero restaurant, would you come?
Sure.
Like all the beer is served in like gold steins?
I would. Maybe. I don't know. That would be a little overboard. For me.
Would you come to a superhero bar with like really cool darts and pool tables?
Yeah, as long as it wasn't like super heavy on the theme. I don't know. That seems weird to like
okay.
a theme. Like it's not just that it's not that I need that pop culture. I don't need that like nerdiness.
What do you need?
I just want to watch these movies. I just want to see these movies. I want to see the comic books that I read when I was a little guy, and I want them to be in my face, and I want to look at them and hear them.
What if there was just like a superhero Netflix streaming site where
sure.
people are just working all the time to make constant TV shows?
Absolutely. if they're good. It's hard, you know.
Yeah.
It's a weird, because it's a weird thing what they're doing. You're trying to make these superhero things into something that is somewhat believable.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had to change a lot of stuff for the movies to translate a comic book into a movie. Because the comic books can go fucking bananas, like just absolutely crazy, and you're going like, well, it's a comic book.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, that's cool. But like some of the crazy shit that happens in comic books would never fly on TV or film.
Interesting. So they gotta make smart choices.
Yeah, they gotta be like, this has to make more sense than what this is. Anyway.
Interesting.
I
digress.
I'm a nerd. But it's cool to be a nerd now, right?
Right, guys?
Right, everybody? Sharla,
yeah.
I have a question.
Yes?
What the fuck?
Yeah. What the fuck are we doing today?
What the fuck are we doing today?
Talking about things are not safe for work. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about body modifications.
Ooh, nice. Yeah.
What's the number one thing that comes to your mind?
Body modification?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess the first thing is like a tattoo.
Tattoo.
Right?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the first thing when I think of body modification. Second thing I think of is trading out your genitals, trading out your sex parts.
Trading them out?
Just trade them out. I'm trading a vagina for a penis, or I'm trading a penis for
a vagina.
That'd
be cool. Have you seen that lady that has that magnetic nose?
Oh, yeah.
That's insane. If we had that for genitals.
Yeah, you just trade them out. You swap them. You're like, I'm going to have a vagina today.
We're going more down the route of piercings.
Yeah, okay. That's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be my third one.
That was my first, because I don't have tattoos, so it's just it's just what you relate to, people.
Yeah, it's just what you do.
Who do you think gets the most Prince Alberts? Right out the gate.
Right,
who do you think is like the number one?
Prince, is that the peepee? Is that the peepee?
Yeah.
The wiener.
So I did some research on how they do a Prince Albert.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got the penis looking at you,
okay.
Like, not how you would look at it from your body, but from an outsider, where it's like the...
You're looking at the guy.
You're looking at the guy.
Okay.
So they pierce right below, right in the sweet spot.
Right in the hole?
They stick a needle right in there, and it goes through your penis and your urethra.
Yeah.
And then they put an earring through that hole and shoot it up so it comes out the tip of your dick.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
It hurts me to think about it.
Yeah. They were saying that's the number one people want to stop halfway through the piercing. And they're like, I'm sorry, we can't stop.
Oh, God.
it's already done.
They're like, wait, no. What the fuck am I doing? They're like, sorry, buddy.
Have you ever had anything pierced?
I had, back in the day, back in like college, I had my ears pierced.
How'd you do it?
I mean, I think I just went to a place and they did it.
With like a gun?
Yeah. They were just like, click, clack.
Yeah. How'd it feel?
It was fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it was, I had loopies. I had a couple of loopies
for
a while.
Nice.
When it was cool. When that was cool.
90s.
Well, I started like trying to gauge them a bit.
How'd that feel?
Well, it started... getting weird on one of my ears, and I was like, I'm good, I'm done.
I'm done.
I don't need the fucking...
Yeah.
I don't need to do this shit.
That was one thing. It was like, piercing's really cool, but, I mean, just careful, because, like, one thing with the Prince Albert...
Careful, because it's stabbing. They're stabby.
You're stabbing your body.
Yeah.
was that since it pierces the urethra, something that can happen is that your urethra around that hole can become loose, and you'll start peeing out that extra hole, and a lot of men, after getting their dick pierced, have to sit down to pee for the rest of their life.
Yeah. I mean, is there some sexual thing with it?
Yeah, it's supposed to feel good for both, I guess. Same with females,
sure.
Having like around the clit pierced.
Okay.
My point, though, the genital piercings tend to be teachers and lawyers among white men.
What?
Yeah.
Those are the...
teachers and lawyers.
Why? Oh, why?
They like to feel weird and powerful. You need to
feel?
I know.
Like, why it's funny. It'd be like lawyers and doctors. It'd be like, okay, high stress. I don't know. You just be like, just pierce my dick. I'm so stressed out.
So fucking stressed out. I need to feel anything but stress.
I guess teachers are pretty stressed. It's a pretty, you were a teacher.
I think so.
Right?
Yeah, but like the best situations. I can imagine like a downtown teacher in the streets, city teacher. Probably really stressful.
Like, what's the movie?
Beautiful Mind?
Not Beautiful Mind. I can't think of the one. I don't know. Minds. Something Minds. I don't know. But I know.
Yeah.
But like one of those teachers of like a public school in a shitty neighborhood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get too close to the students. Pierce my dick.
I'm going to pierce my dick. You know what? I got a thing thrown. I got cum thrown at me today in one of my classes.
Oh.
And I.
Gross.
And I can't quit because I don't have enough money to quit.
Okay.
And so here's the thing.
What do you need, sir?
I need you to pierce that dick.
Look.
And by that dick, I mean that dick that I'm pointing at, which is mine.
It's out. I see it. I know what dick you're referring to. It's just there's a lot of things that we should warn you about, and it's maybe not something you want to permanently
have. Have you ever had cum thrown at you by a child? By a high schooler?
Never.
Okay.
Never.
Mm-hmm. Pierce my dick.
Okay, you can sit down.
Pierce my dick right now.
Okay, sit down. I'll get the gloves. And one thing that they find that a lot of people, when they start getting their genitalia pierced, are when people start getting old. Older ladies start getting their nipples pierced a lot more and their vaginas.
And their vagies?
Yeah.
I guess people need
to feel things.
Yeah, you just need to get like, okay. I don't get it, but I also like, get it.
What right now, Drew? Yep. The Drew that's right now in time.
This Drew.
What do you think makes the most sense of like? Yeah, of course people get that pierced. And what makes the least sense of like? Why would you ever?
I mean, I'm always like, I mean, there's a lot of weird piercing stuff right out there, but I mean, it's the dick thing. Like I don't know
why. Yeah.
Just like what the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess I get it if it's a sexual thing. It makes more sense that way. But I think the one that makes the most sense or is like the not doesn't necessarily have to make sense. It just is like the most reasonable is your ears or nose.
Right.
Because it's like it's a showy thing. Like that's a.
Yeah.
You know, we show stuff.
We like shiny things.
We like shiny stuff. We like to, and you want to get people's attention on your fucking and ears and your neck and your nose and your face.
What do you think about when you see babies with pierced ears? Do you think it's stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It is kind of weird. I don't.
Why would you? Because like a piercing, like as a. Well, I was like 14, was like a step into independence.
Independence. I can
pierce my ears.
Yeah. You're not giving your kid that chance to rebel.
You're decorating your baby.
Yeah, you're decorating it.
You don't need to do that. It's a baby.
You're fucking weirdos.
Parents
are fucking weirdos.
Anyone that turns into a parent.
When you become a weirdo.
One wants that to happen.
No one wants that, but you become a fucking weirdo.
Because you got a whole life to look after, and then you start decorating it and getting weird with it. Aww.
That's the other podcast on our network, The Baddest Mothers in the Room.
Yeah.
Listen to that. You'll see. those two ladies were weird before, and now they're even weirder.
They doubled down.
They doubled down on their weirdo.
They multiplied, and they doubled down. If you get your lip or your tongue pierced, there's a super high chance you will crack at least one tooth.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Guinness Book of World Records. This was fun. I think I must have looked up something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There's this lady. How many do you think she has total?
Piercings?
Yeah. As of 2016.
Oh boy. I mean, there's so many places to pierce. And yeah. She's in the Guinness Book of World. I feel like that's nuts. I'm going to say like 1,000.
Cool. 9,800.
Jesus. Fucking, yeah.
Guess where most of them are?
Like on her butt.
Yeah, good one.
They're on her butt.
I don't know, on her butt.
I don't know, on her butt. I wish we had a soundboard yeah. effect like farts out.
She's got more than 500 on her vagina.
500 piercings on her vagina?
Yeah.
She must have a big vagina.
Seriously, and who's going to, I mean, unless you want to fuck a cheese grater.
Yeah. I'm sure there's somebody who's like, yeah, I'd do that. Are there just like, did she just replace all her pubic hair with metal?
Must have.
Because that's all
everywhere
I can imagine.
Everywhere you see a pore and a piece of metal. And then there was a Guinness Book of World Records for the most piercings at one time.
Oh, at the same time?
Yeah, so this guy did it on his back. I think it was like 1,700 needles.
At the same time?
Just like within the hour.
Oh, like in one setting?
Yeah, thank you, in one setting. And he had him in for 7 hours and then had him taken out.
Oh, okay. Cool, man.
Cool, man, I guess. I don't know. What are you doing after that? Just being normal like everyone else? Or
cool, dude. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Brad, you won't guess what I did last weekend.
What'd you do, dude?
Sat down and I set a world record because I had 1,700 nils stuck in my back.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah. You're nuts. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Why, man, though? But hey, man, like, that's cool. Uh-huh. But, like, why, though?
Nah,
just drunk or whatever.
I guess. Now that I think about it.
Man, that's cool, though.
Okay.
Man,
thanks.
High five.
Ouch.
That guy. Oh, you know what? I bet that guy just like wanted to have that many scars on his back so he looked like he had scales.
Yeah.
Or something, right? Because yeah. That would be a lot of scars.
So he could show his Aunt Ruth, who's very tight with. He didn't do it for anyone except for his weird Aunt Ruth.
That's who he was talking to just now.
Yeah. She's so cool.
I'm Aunt Ruth. Whoa, you got scales on your back.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. I'm a little different now. I'm a little different.
I'm a little different now, man.
You can't group me with the patriarchy because
nope.
I'm unique.
Is there, have you heard the other ones? It's like the implant ones, sort of. It's not a piercing necessarily,
what?
But it's like an implant. It's like a ball or something
yeah.
they just fucking put under your skin.
Yeah, I have seen those.
And they do it like on their face or their like
yeah.
their forehead or something.
Makes like them for horns.
Yeah. And it makes them kind of look like they're, makes them look like horns are about to come out of their head.
Yeah, it's just at the.
But they're just like these round things or there's like, they're like donut shaped.
I have.
Get
come
your
on.
Shit together. Get your fucking shit together.
What?
Guys.
How do you classify those people? They're
I
not.
I don't know.
Are those the outcasts of today's society?
I feel like those guys are the outcast of like the body modification people.
Yeah.
They're like,
they're even like,
they're like, guys, what the fuck?
And it must be so not good for you, right?
I mean, it's sterile. Like they do it, like in general, it's sterile. So they're not like becoming, I mean, of course, if you did it like if in a fucking alley.
Right.
You want an implant?
Why?
Man? Hey, psst.
What?
Yo, hey, you want an implant?
You offer me an implant?
You want to make your forehead look like it has a donut inside of it?
No. Do you have any weed?
No, man. No, I'm straight edge. I don't do that shit.
Do drugs, man.
I don't do drugs, man.
Okay, I don't know. I don't want an implant. Thank you, though. Thank
hey,
you.
Hey, if you know anyone.
I don't know anyone.
You don't know anyone who wants a wants their forehead to look like there's a donut inside of it.
Let me see who I know through middle school, and I'll see if they're the same.
Yeah, and just like point them my way. Okay. I have a website. Here's my card.
Yeah, those are gross. I don't think I've seen anyone in person with the.
I've never seen anyone in person. I've seen like a lot. I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Doc, I don't know, something on right. Discovery
Channel. Yeah. Okay, so here are other body modifications.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of breast ironing?
Breast ironing?
Yeah.
Nope.
Pressing what? With a heated object the breasts of a pubescent female to prevent their breast growth. Ow!
What?
Ow! I don't know.
What, though?
I guess you just put a hot iron on a pubescent lady and it... The tissue can't grow.
No. No.
Like.
No.
We went deep into body modification. This sounds like it's against someone's will.
Yeah, this sounds like it's some weird, okay. Like, rapey thing.
Yeah. So foot binding is under it, too.
Oh, foot binding, yeah.
Anal that's stretching.
Why do they do foot binding?
It's because it's so goddamn cute. What do you mean, why?
That's fair. You're right, it is.
Sweet little
it's so cute.
Feet are all compressed and
cute little tiny feet.
They probably don't still do it, but it is.
Oh, I bet you they still do.
Oh, I bet you're wrong.
I bet you're wrong and I do that.
Anal stretching, because, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Jelking, penis enlargement.
Making your pee-pee bigger.
Jelking,
though?
Ew.
What is jelking? I've heard that term before, and I can't remember what it's from.
Performed on the halfway tumescent penis, jelking is a manual manipulation of simultaneous squeezing and stroking the shaft from base to corona, also called milking. The technique has ancient Arab origins.
Wait, just like jacking off? They just described what jacking off is.
I don't know. They're showing a lot of tools. Traction is a non-surgical method to lengthen the penis by employing devices that will pull up the glands of the penis for extended periods of time.
Oh. God. Whoa. Okay.
Yep. Did you know about that?
I didn't know
about
that.
A lot of Vietnamese are doing it.
I mean, that's a big seller in the old boner barn.
God, yeah, that's our number one.
That's like a big old boner barn. That's our number one seller, I think.
Totally.
Right?
Jelking? And it sounds even kind of cool.
Yeah, he's like, jelking. Actually, it sounds gross. Actually, when I said it out loud, that's
jelking.
Gross.
Yeah, you're right.
Jelking.
Doesn't it roll off what? That stays stuck in my teeth. Jelking. another one is non-surgical elongation of organs by prolonged stretching using weights or spacing devices.
What?
To have an organ stretch till permanent redimensioning has occurred, such as giraffe necks, those lady with the coils.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
It compresses the collarbone and upper ribs. It's not medically dangerous, actually.
I guess if you do it slowly.
Yeah. And those stretching lips.
Oh, yeah. The
discs.
Like, yeah, little lip discs.
Okay. Here's the last one and my final topic, and I'm going to show you some pictures, and I wasn't mad about this one. Have you ever seen... corsetry or tight lacing piercings?
Nope.
I don't like any of these, but this one is hot.
You're gonna do
it's
it?
It's super. No, I'm not doing it ever. It's basically taking a bunch of piercings on your back, on your left and right side, and then tying them together with laces. And I'm not against it. There's a Pinterest page I'm showing you.
Oh, wow.
And it's like kind of tasteful.
Whoa, it's kind of weird
and kind of sexy.
I mean, yeah.
But look at the butt one.
Kinda,
but it's very strange.
Oh. Huh.
So the people have just pierced.
So they pierce like little, I guess, rods. And then it looks, so it's basically like a corset looking thing where it's tied up. They're tied to each other with like.
Yeah, like a shoe.
With a cord or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a shoe.
Look at that one. It's on half of her body. Look up corsetry piercings.
Corsetry piercings. It's pretty. Don't if you're at work.
But no, don't.
Because it'll show all sorts of naked ladies. It's sexy, though.
But it's very neat. So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
Why do you think people modify their bodies?
Feel different.
Yeah.
Unique.
They don't like what is going on already.
And I guess, like, it's my canvas.
Yeah, it's my body.
It's my body. It's my canvas.
I mean, because I have tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand those. Those are fun.
Yeah.
I get that.
It's a lifelong story.
Yeah. And you're like, yeah, I like this thing. This mm-hmm. is my tattoo.
Yeah.
This is mine. No one else's.
I know forever I'll like this.
I get it.
Piercings?
Piercings, I can get behind them if, I don't know, I guess it's like, yeah, you want to decorate your face.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. You want to decorate something? But I feel like there's a thin line in these where it gets to, like, you're getting into illness level.
That's,
you know what I mean?
Crossed my mind.
Or you're just getting into, not like that you're sick,
uh-huh.
but that where it's like, hey, you know what? Instead of go for that next weird thing,
mm-hmm.
maybe we should figure out what the issue was in the first, you know what I mean?
Like that lady with 9,000, she comes into the tattoo or piercing parlor again.
Yeah, and they're like,
listen.
Look, I don't know what, look, we'll pierce you again.
And that's fine.
That's no judgment. But like, have you talked to anyone? And how are you doing?
No one's ever really asked, I guess.
Yeah.
Everyone just asks about my piercings.
That's the issue with all of this is all of these things. It's like, just ask, are you okay?
Just ask, are you okay?
Are you okay, dude?
Good point.
Man, you got 1,700 piercings in one setting? First of all, whoa. And also congratulations on the, you know, Guinness Book of World Records thing.
Yeah.
But also, you cool, man? No one's ever asked. Really? Never?
No. They only ask when I'm bleeding and down my back.
Yeah. Okay, but you're not okay, man.
I don't know how to cry a lot. I don't know how to cry.
It looks like it. Oh no, that's not how you cry. No. No, don't cry like that.
And you have to have tears usually to make those noises.
Well, that's fun. That's fun. That's a lot of weird. I mean, because that's weird shit.
And we didn't touch on a lot of things.
Yeah, there's a lot of other body modifications that you can like really dig into.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that I've seen, like I think it was National Geographic or Discovery. I don't know. It was some documentary where it was showing shit like that, like uh-huh. the dude's hanging.
Oh yeah,
like that shit where they it's not even a piercing. It's just like put some hooks through your back and hang in the air.
Why?
And they say because a lot of those they're saying it's real. It fucking gets them off.
Oh God!
You're like cool. So, are you okay, man?
That's like it's a rule. Before you come in this parlor, you must be 18. If you're under 18, you must be accompanied by an adult. You will be asked 5 minutes prior to getting your piercing. Are you okay, though?
Are you okay, though? You okay, man?
But how are things?
But how are you, though? I think that's a great thing. How are you?
I like that we came to that.
We come to that.
That's how we conclude.
You okay, man?
It's a
lot going on here. I mean, we'll do it.
I mean, no problemo.
No problemo, my friend.
Debit or credit, but...
We'll take your money and we'll do the thing that we offer. However, just want to ask this real quick.
Here, and have this cup of tea.
You good?
Are you good? Yeah. I'm not insinuating you're not.
I'm not saying you're not. I just want to know. I'm just curious. You all right?
You all right?
You hanging in there?
I mean, your horns look cool. Your horns look good.
Your horns... It does look like horns are about to burst out of your fucking forehead. So it does look like that.
But
beyond that, though, behind the horns.
Yeah, behind the horns.
Behind the horns. Are you? What's going on? What's going on, man? How are you doing?
Correct.
Sharla.
Hello.
I think we should go get into our next segment.
I would like that.
It is Nothing Matters and Everything is Garbage.
Everything is garbage.
Actually, it's reversed. Everything is garbage and nothing matters. Yeah!
Oh. What do we got today?
Welcome to Everything is Garbage and Nothing Matters. We're on WQW Mountain Rock.
Mountain Rock.
Hey, Sharla, I'm gonna start with some good news.
Okay.
Okay. It's still insane.
Okay.
But I think it's good news.
Okay.
So the headline is Brigham Young University. Bans the man bun.
What?
They don't allow it on campus.
For just men.
Yep.
Why? Who cares?
Because stupid. this is
what?
Basically all of this stuff goes like they're like, well, it's just something that deviates from the norm.
The man bun is what they think deviates from the norm.
basically it's just this dude. This guy who was the administrator, like some administrator of the school who can make rules, I guess. He's just like, I don't like him, basically. But he tries to be like smart about it. He's like, it distracts from the. I'm like, dude, you don't like man bun. It's fine. I don't either. No one does.
No one does. And I thought they were over.
No. Well, they are in this.
But can men have like flowing, beautiful locks, braids?
Oh, absolutely.
Just no. That's so stupid.
You just can't put it up in a bun top of your head. If
you're
a dude,
how can you make a rule like that? That's so crazy.
But it's good though. I'm glad.
He got his daughter brought home a date with a man bun. Yep. He was like, nope.
Yep.
No to him, and I've got to go into work early, honey. I've got new rules.
His daughter brought home dude who had a man bun and completely just acted like he had a man bun.
What's
like,
that?
He's just this bro. He's like, hey, Pops, can I call you Pops?
No, I'd prefer I'm Jim. It's nice to meet you.
Hey, Papa Jimmy, huh? I'm going to call you Papa Jimmy.
Like Pop.
Hey, can you pass me that spaghetti that you made? Oh, the spaghetti is really good. Is there meat in this?
Yeah, my wife puts in.
Ooh, is this gluten-free? Is this gluten-free spaghetti?
Absolutely. It's pasta, so you don't have to.
Ooh, that's going to be, ooh, Papa Jimmy. And after that night, he's like, you know what? No more man buns.
No more man buns. After that night?
After that night? Nope. Fuck man buns.
Dad!
Nope. You're never seeing him again.
Or anyone else with a man bun.
Or anyone else with a man bun ever again. That's stupid. Yeah. So that's fun. Here's one. I don't know. Good old fucking Fox News. Good old Fox News just like giving us the real important shit.
Always.
Homeless looking man.
Okay, so man bun.
No, here's a picture of him.
Oh,
so
okay.
He just looks like a
Midwestern white man.
Midwestern white guy with zits on his face. Confesses to sex with horse. Uh-oh. Using overturned bucket. Cops
what?
Say. Yeah.
Oh, he was standing on it.
This is in Oregon. Sure. Turned over a bucket.
Uh-huh.
Stood on the bucket.
Uh-huh.
And he had sex with the horse.
Wait till Fox News hears about Columbia.
He tied the animal.
Uh-oh.
Up in a weird way. It says tied up in an unusual way. inside it's stable.
Like a gag, a mouth gag?
I don't know. Just probably enough to, you know, fuck a horse. Fuck the horse. I was like, just going to just keep stay. Stay reasonably still, Mr. Horse. Yeah, that's it.
Fox News reported on that?
Yeah, it's a story on foxnews.com.
Fuck off.
Yep.
Leave him alone.
Leave the guy alone.
He's fucking horses, for God's sake. Give him a break. At least you can destroy all footage or proof that he was doing it and save the man.
Just
give him some peace.
I mean, I'm glad, you know, I'm glad you showed me his face. Because I was like, this guy's face, he looks like he fucks horses. I mean, he just does. Right?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I fuck horses.
Yeah, I've fucked a horse or two.
I've fucked me a couple of horses.
I'm not proud. I mean, a little bit. I'll brag to my friends.
And before I die, I'm going to fuck me a fish.
A trout that I catch.
I'm going to fuck me a trout. I guarantee you this. Before I die, I'm going to fuck me a squid.
Okay, Trent.
In the ocean.
Can we eat dinner?
Yeah, sorry. Tinkling, tinkling.
Scrape, scrape, scrape.
On my life.
I can't. That reporter, how proud he or she was to bring that to the editor.
They're like, yeah, it's like, I don't know, write it up.
I don't know.
Who gives a shit?
We have endless room on the internet for news. So
much room. This one was kind of funny. So there is this guy. So, okay, the headline is, France seizes the website France.com from a man who's had it since 1994. And then he sues France.
I like him.
I like this guy.
Yeah.
Normally we have things on here that are garbage things.
I like this guy.
But this guy was like, nah, dude.
He knew this day was coming.
Because France is like, no, France.com, we're France. We should own France.com. And he's like, no, I fucking own France.com. Pay me. You buy it from me, motherfucker.
Yes.
And they're like, no, seize it. And so they seized it by force. And he's like, nope, that's not how this works. Fuck y'all. This is what's going on. I'm going to fucking sue all of France.
I love him. I like him. Yeah. How old do you think he is? Where is he from?
He's from Los Angeles.
Man bun.
Yeah, he's probably... Well, actually, I think
he's probably older, right?
Yeah, he's probably... Because if he had the website 94... I mean, that's good. That's just smart. Buying the domain France.com. Brilliant. He bought like all the country names.
I love that.
He's like... Bolivia.com. And they're like, hey, can we have that?
Well, how much?
For $1 million, you can have it. Yeah, so Paris claimed that France.com was violating French trademark law. And so they were armed with that ruling from like... from like web.com, so the company that hosts it or uh-huh. whatever that has that he has the domain.
Yeah.
And so they tried to they demanded it, and they went to like web.com to get to tell them that, yeah, we ruled that it's violating trademark laws. And so web.com was like, okay. And then just
okay, I guess.
Like, so they seized it, and the dude's like, uh-uh. Nah, motherfuckers. I'm sorry, what?
I know my rights.
I know my fucking rights. And I've had this shit forever, and no one's given me a good price on it. And you guys have come to me so many times, and you don't have the right price. You want France.com? You got to pay for that shit.
Yeah.
France.
Hell yeah. Because I haven't heard from Germany yet.
I don't know. It doesn't have, like, the actual like verdict on it, but I think we should be paying attention to that one. I want to see if he's able to sue France.
Probably not. But I'm behind him 100%.
Or at least get his domain back.
I hope so.
I hope he gets. What's his name? Lionel? No.
Come on, Lionel.
Oh, here's the other thing. He was born in France.
Well, you let the man keep it.
He was born in France originally. Yes. Hmm. Good job, buddy.
Good job, dude.
Jean Noel.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, Jean Noel. Fuck yeah. Jean Noel Friedman.
France man.
We'll just call him France man.
Jean is just, you maybe can spell it with PH? No?
No.
France?
No.
France.com? PH France?
France with a PH?
Please don't have us seize it.
Nope.
And he, even though he was born in France, but he like grew up in the U.S., he's like, y'all can suck my dick, y'all bunch of frog-ass motherfuckers.
I wonder.
Freedom ain't free.
Did you look up France.com
to see what it is? No, actually, I didn't. But I don't think there's anything on it.
Oh, that'd be better if there's just nothing. I think
he's just like, he just owns it. And he's like, fuck you.
Fuck you. It's mine.
Y'all, freedom ain't free. Yo, froggers, get off my back. Get off my land.
Sir, we heard that you were born in France. Why are you putting us down with
That's
the frog?
Right, I was born in France. Hell yeah, viva la France. Also, get off my land, America.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I thought that was fun.
God bless Jean.
Good job. This is kind of the last one I want to talk about.
Okay.
Because this is the most garbage thing. For me, at least. So there's a video game. It's called Far Cry 5. It's a new one.
Okay.
It's a game series called Far Cry. It's kind of open world. You're on this like island, and you can just fucking you're killing terrorists. You know, it's just one of those games.
Okay.
Where it's a first person shooter kind of game, just going around trying to get rid of these terrorists. In a full open world, so you can just destroy anything. You can also do weird stuff. You can hunt,
mm-hmm.
And you can fish.
Okay.
And you can just do all this shit.
Okay.
Or you can just blow the fucking shit out of.
What's the main point of the game?
That.
There's no like. Oh, ultimate like
the
goal?
Plot. I think each one has a different one, but like, I think this the fifth one has like some weird. You have to stop this cult or something. It's kind of cool.
That sounds neat.
But. Oh no. Far Cry 5 gets criticized by PETA for fishing. Geez. For the fishing.
Shut up.
What? Yeah. Okay. So you in this game, you can like sneak up and slit dudes' throats.
If right.
You can do this. Yeah. This game. You can also sneak up and slit a bear's throat.
Okay.
You can do. You can bomb a chicken coop.
Uh huh.
You can kill anything you see.
Okay.
In this whole game. And they criticize the game for the fucking fishing because PETA. Is a garbage thing. PETA's a garbage thing. I'm putting that out there.
Ooh.
I'm making that statement. PETA, you're garbage.
Dropped.
PETA, fuck yourself.
Why?
So, and this is also, this is the other weird thing about this. It's the German arm of the group, of PETA. That are like...
What?
Uh-huh. Has today criticized Far Cry 5 fishing. Why? Because including fish in the game encourages violence. In spite of all the other horrific things you can do to various other animals in the game, including humans.
Mm-hmm.
So they're criticizing it for the fishing.
Well, I don't understand. Because
when I was looking at this, I was like, wait, no, they have to be criticizing it for everything. No. They're just like, no, the fishing. Glorifying and banalizing the hunting and killing of fish.
What are you doing?
Shut the fuck
up. What are you doing?
Up. Shut the fuck up.
What a weird move.
Like, shut up. You guys are, like, that's stupid. It's not just like,
yeah,
you're already fucking garbage, and then you say some stupid shit like that? Oh, God. Oh.
It makes me think they know nothing about the game. They're like, what is that, fish? What is this, fish? No. How cruel. Write something.
Shut the fuck up. PETA, shut the fuck up.
I don't get it. PETA, that makes my head hurt.
Stop it. Stop it.
Of all the things?
Of all the things that you can do in this fucking game.
Yeah. Of all the... I don't understand.
And of all the games...
Ever.
That you can just kill anything.
Uh-huh.
And do any of that stuff.
A weird move.
That's a weird fucking move, and that's stupid. Like,
yeah.
If you're trying to fight the stuff like this, I don't even know what you're trying to fight.
Go kill yourself.
Also, you gotta pick your battles, motherfuckers.
Seriously.
PETA, pick your fucking battles.
Just keep
read the fucking room.
Read the room.
But also shut the fuck up forever.
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up forever, PETA.
If there was an animal I would ever torture, and I wouldn't because I'm not a serial, it'd be a fish. They don't feel anything. I listen to Nirvana.
Who gives a shit about fish? I will pick a fish up out of the fucking lake, and I will bite into it while it's squirming, and I will be like, yeah, this is delicious, and I feel nothing. I
feel nothing. Fish are nothing.
Fish are nothing. Birds are nothing. That's it.
Oh, I like birds. Yeah.
Well, we'll just agree to disagree.
Oh.
But
great,
yeah.
Great garbage news.
I mean, just some good garbage.
Really,
right?
Nailed it.
Just some, everything is
garbage.
Everything is garbage. And most importantly, nothing matters.
If anything were to matter, what would it be?
If anything were to matter?
Yeah.
So what would matter if not everything didn't matter?
Oh, ouch. That hurts me.
Beer.
Well.
Beer matters.
Beer, though, matters.
Oh, and Black Lives. Black Lives do matter.
So woke.
We're really fucking woke in this thing, other than PETA stuff.
That's so weird.
I will say this. I am not woke when it comes to PETA.
I
am very not woke.
Very not. I don't want to be.
Very not woke.
If I'm not woke with PETA, then I don't want to be woke.
If not being woke from PETA,
mm-hmm.
Or about PETA makes me not woke at all, then good, I'm not woke.
Then fine.
Even a little.
Don't woke me up,
then don't,
bitch.
Let me sleep a little longer. Okay, give me a couple more hours.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ugh, I hate it.
Ugh, gross.
World's so stupid.
It is stupid. Here's the thing. Here's a great, it was a quote from, what was it, Rick and Morty?
Oh, please.
It's great. Because nothing matters. And the quote, it was, no one and nothing exists on purpose. We're all gonna die, so come on and let's go watch some TV.
Nice.
And I love that.
What a great quote.
That sentiment. I'm just like, yeah, that.
I'm gonna get that pierced on my body. I'm gonna get that spelled out.
I'm gonna get it spelled out in metal.
Yeah.
On my body.
And I'm gonna lace it with shoestring.
Yeah. Sharla.
Drew.
You're my friend.
We're friends, and we recorded a thing.
And just... make sure and let us know. Oh, we have a Facebook group.
Yes.
And we would love, we'd love it if you'd like put some comments on there. Todd does it.
Yeah. We see you, Todd.
He does it.
Rashida will quote us.
Rashida does it. If you do it, well, read it or something.
Yeah.
Or let's talk about gross stuff. It's fine.
Drop us an idea.
Yeah, what do you want us to talk about? Maybe we'll talk about it or something. I don't know.
Totally taking requests.
Totally taking requests. We're completely interactive in this.
Yeah. Podcasts are the new DJs.
The new DJs. All right. Yeah. You've been listening to NSFWP. Anyway, okay, bye. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
Hit that rap.
Yeah. Heat in my vein like vernacular. Cook up the beat with a spatula. Y'all are not ready for action. I'm smoking these rappers and feeling spectacular. Making a killing like massacre. Watch out, I'm whipping my wrist. Riding my city, been pissed, but I show them love. I'm not the one that's at risk. My homie told me that when people rise up against you, it's a sign of your destiny real. Fake ones been hating, cause they know that one day you're making it. Jealousy's all they can feel. Plug in the phone,